You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions that you have sent in. You being the listeners, obviously not the one specific person listening. The people that are answering today, we've got Mike Bancoli, Neil Docking, Carl Kopak, and Mike Kearney, which means that we've got two mics again. So I'm going to refer to Mike Kearney as Michael. Okay, and that way you know that that's what I'm talking about, Michael. So I've been sent a question by everyone's favourite electrician, Robert Lawson, who asked, is football fucked? Now, somebody else has asked a question on that. I think it's maybe the Facebook subscribers group. And I'm going to, apologies if I'm butchering the pronunciation, I'm going with Neil Bogle. Neil has said, how worried are you about the increasing influence of oil money in the game, especially now that they're going to skew the transfer market with ridiculous signings? And I asked that question in relation to Robert, because I know, Mike Bancoli, that you're religious, and therefore answering the question, is religious fucked, might not be one of the things that you like to do. You might prefer something a little bit more polite. So you can answer that one if you prefer. Let's start. Neil Docking, is football fucked?
I hope not, seeing as my livelihood is based around it. And many people on this call would associate the Anfield Wrap. No, would be my answer. No, I don't think it is. Because we've had many of these conversations down the years, very similar situations. I mean, it's only, what, 5 or 6 years ago that we saw the explosion of the league in, not the explosion, but the league in China that, suddenly, you know, they were going to sign all the world's top talents and they were going to threaten the Premier League and football was never going to be the same again. And it didn't last very long, did it?
Do you not think this feels a bit different, though, Neil?
I do think it feels a bit different, but I don't believe the end is nigh, I think is my point. That there's always this sense of doom, isn't there, around football. This is the worst thing that's ever happened since the worst thing that happened a few months ago and the worst thing that ever happened a few months before that. I just think it's a bit over the top. I don't see a situation personally where, I mean, it depends which part of it you're talking about. If you're talking about the Saudi league and, you know, players towards the end of their careers going there for a big payday, I don't think that's the worst thing. You know, that's happened before. There's been situations where players went to America for a big payday and still do at the end of their careers, go to America for a big payday. They went to China. There's few players at the peak of their powers who decide to go play in a footballing backwater, because most of them earn so much money that they're driven by success and trophies. That's the main thing, is they want to compete for their legacy, you know, to win Champions League, to win major European titles. So I don't think we're going to see an exodus of the best players at the peak of their powers to Saudi Arabia. And I do think that it's a bit hypocritical of some of the Sky pundits and people who for years have crowed about the Premier League being able to snap up all of Europe's best talent to now be complaining that another league has come along with deep pockets. You know, there's always been eras. We saw the 90s where Serie A, you know, snaffled up all the world's best players and took all the cream of the crop. And then there was a time when La Liga did the same. And now for a good while now, the Premier League is pretty much, with the exception of when Real Madrid flexed their muscles, the Premier League's had that ability to sign all of Europe's top talent. So I think it's a bit rich to point too many fingers in this respect at Saudi Arabia when their money men come along and attempt to do the same with their league.